هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أكمل المؤمنين إيمانا أحسنهم خلقا وخيارهم خيارهم لنسائهم رواه الترمذي وقال حديث مسلم صحيح. أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه narrates that the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said the most perfect believers are those with the best character, and the best of you are those who are best to their wives. The Messenger of Allah said, the most perfect believer are those with the best character, and the best of you are those who are best to their wives. And I said, radiallahu ta'ala anha qalat, sami'tu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, innal mu'mina liyudriku bihusni khuluqihi darajat as-sa'im al-qa'im. Rabbi Dawud. And I said, radiallahu ta'ala anha qalat, I heard the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, the believers attains to the rank of a person who spends his night in worship and the day fasting through his good character. I heard the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, the believer, the mu'min, attains the rank of a person who spends his night in worship and the day fasting through his good character. عن أبي أمامة الباهلي رضي الله تعالى قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أنا زعيم ببيت في روضة الجنة لمن ترك الميراث وإن كان محقا وببيت في وسط الجنة لمن ترك الكذب وإن كان مازحا وببيت في أعلى الجنة لمن حسن خلقه. حديث صحيح رواه أبو داود بإسناد صحيح. هذا أبو أمامة الباهلي رضي الله عنه رواه the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, I guarantee a house on the outskirts of paradise for the person of abundance argumentation, even though he may be correct. I guarantee a house in the middle of paradise for the person of abundance speaking lies, even if he is joking. I guarantee a house in the highest levels of paradise for the person who has good character. Abu Umama Bahri narrates that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I guarantee a house on the outskirts of paradise for the person who abandons argumentation, even though he may be correct. He's on haq. I guarantee a house in the middle of paradise for the person who abandons speaking lies, even if he is joking. I guarantee a house in the highest level of paradise for the person who has good character. So here, the best of you is the best akhlaq. That's hard. And then Rasulullah says, where will your good akhlaq be exposed? Many, many places. Outside, everybody's good. In front of the public, everybody's good. Huh? In front of people around in the masjid, my akhlaq, everybody, one of us good character. Huh? Outside, everybody's good. Ask your wives how good you are. Huh? That's it. Because her nagging, her, when she gets her menstruation, when she delivers, when she goes through all these cycles, Allah has, from the beginning, وَعَشِرُهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ عَشِرُهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ live with them with ma'roof. إِسْتَوْسُوا بِالنِّسَاءِ خَيْرًا. The last things Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his farewell hajj too, I give you wasiyat, good treatment to women. Women are, they're crooked, you know, they have ajeeb things in them. All your life you do good, and they'll say to you, I've never seen good from you. Don't get upset. Think of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you spoke the truth. You said that they're going to say this to us, so don't get upset with them. They're going to do all this. It's very hard to live. Rasulullah had 9 wives at one time. You could go to each wife of Rasulullah, each mother of each of our mothers, and ask, how is Sayyidina Muhammad at home? Perfect, 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 perfect. One wife of ours? Understand? Outside, everybody shows respect. Everybody thinks we're very good outside. But inside the house, if you're good, your mom and dad, two places where you have to be very, very with mom and dad and your wife and your children. Mom and dad, because mom is mom, my darling son. It's always like that. So he's always an angel, even though he's not. Because it comes out of the mother's stomach, so she has that, they say, the blood is thicker than water. Meaning that when she, and your father too, because your son, right? So there'll be some, okay, tarif and some praise about the son. But especially your wife. If your wife praises you, or she tells the world, and she has no complaint against you, inshallah. But don't get takabbur, but inshallah, alhamdulillah. That's why I always stress to people, And many today, 1 year, not even past 6 years, 6 months past, divorce, 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 divorce. It's very hard to live with them. That's why I'm ordering 500 of those. Mufti Abdul Rahman, the Thursdays, there's we're doing, ordering those books to give to every person who gets married, because people don't know how to live today. Before our mothers and our, the way they live with their, the sabr that they done. Huh? 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 kids, and then all the sabr that they done. Today's woman is different. So very, very important now. Day by day we hear divorce. Every single, even ulama, everywhere. Divorce, 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 divorce. And shaitan, this is, he feels very happy about this. And this is, so Rasulullah so always remember, how's my akhlaq at home? No matter what people say, no matter what your shaykh thinks of you, no matter what your ustaz think of you, no matter what, alhamdulillah, 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 people's husnizan, Allah make us like their husnizan. Allah cover us like the way he's done sattari in dunya, Allah does sattari and cover us, cover our faults up there too. But biggest thing is see that how is your akhlaq with your wife. They get on your head, they yap, 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 yap. You come tired from work, and then little things, they make so big, so big. You have to do sabr. And you know what's the weakest guy? Who beats his wife. The weakest guy? Who divorces his wife. A little thing and he divorces her. You have 4 children, they're crying. Why are you divorcing her? A little thing, you got upset? Well, that's why divorce is in the man's hand. It's not in the woman's hand. Otherwise, we'd all be single here. We'd all be single. It's all right. We'll all be here by ourselves. Because Allah put it into our hands, divorce. That's different. She can go through kula and all that. But akhlaq with the wife is very hard. You, everybody experience. Every man will experience. And nowadays, the young ones who get married, they say, ulama's never told us that it's going to be like this. We didn't say it's going to be all plates of, you know, it's going to be like this. It's going to be like this. But to live through, and then 1 kid, 2 kids, 3 kids, 4 kids, 5 kids. And there's even now divorces after 3, 4, 5 kids. And it's so sad that the kids are left. So, all right, there is. When kiftum shakaka bainahuma fabathu hakam min ahli wa hakam min ahliha in yurida islah yuwaffiqillahu bainahuma. Right? So there is all these things in the Quran. Then there's also, you know, divorce too. The halal thing is, Rasulullah, you know, if there's also, but there's so much understanding, and especially when there's kids involved. So always remember this hadith. This hadith, is even at home, you know, because it's a nafs training. Ego, it kills your takabur, it kills your everything. Your wife really does your islah. She really could do your islah. Understand? She really, I've experienced all my life. The things I've learned from my wife and the way she done my islah, after my sheikh and the most islah they do, alhamdulillah, they tell you what you need to know. Everybody outside, sheikh, beikh, ulama, mulana, hazrat, this and that. It's all, that's why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah enable us to. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us in the Jannah. This is very, very hard to do. Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib rahmullah alayhi, Hazrat Mufti Taqi Sahib's father says, there's one hadith, this one it says different parts of Jannah for this person, but there's one hadith, I give a guarantee for the in the middle of Jannah a house for the one who forsakes argumentation even though he's on haq. When you have a right, you're allowed to fight for it. In Islam. Islam is very, 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 very just. So you're allowed to fight for your right. It's haq. Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib rahmullah alayhi, Hazrat Mufti Taqi Sahib, Shaykh al-Islam, Hazrat Mufti Sahib, one of the greatest influential Muslim personality in the world. They say, who's one of the, Mufti Taqi Sahib's father, Mufti Rafi Sahib's father, Shaykh al-Islam of Pakistan, who passed away, Mufti Shafi Sahib. He said, when Darulum Karachi, they were starting it, on the first consultation, Mashura, a big argument took place. Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib, he had all the papers, the whole mother sign, everything was on his name, the first place that they got. And what had happened, argument took place, so he stayed quiet. And the people were saying, Hazrat, you know, speak, and this is your right. So he let go. He let go of the place. He said, okay, what's class? Finish. It's yours now, go. You guys take it, class. I'm not interested. So Hazrat, it's yours, all this effort. He goes, who cares? they haven't promised me a place in Jannah. Rasulullah has placed me a house in Jannah, the middle of Jannah. I let go of argumentation. He said, not even a year passed, and Allah gave him a much more better property, one of the greatest institute in Pakistan, one of the greatest, biggest right now, is Darulum Karachi right there, right now, today, what he has today. What Allah gave him, less than a year. So even he got his dunya, madrasa, it wasn't dunya, it was for the sake of Islam and that. But meaning that even in dunya he got it, and inshallah in Jannah too he'll get it. But this is the way the Salaf taught us Quran and Hadith. It's very hard, very hard, very hard. And in at house too, this is the hardest thing in the home. At home is the hardest with the wife. But I'm right. She still doesn't understand. She's wrong. She's crooked. Rasulullah says she's crooked, so you can't straighten her. She's not going to understand. You have to live with her beauty. Understand? You have to live with it. It's very, very hard. All of us, even me, we all blow it. And sometimes you come tired from work. Sometimes you're tired. People outside eat your brains up. Then you go home, and she eats your brains. You're on haq too. I'm on haq. But, and they have a lot of good qualities. Women have a lot of lovely things. Their loyalty, the way they care for us. They do so many, you know, they if you don't come home, they're worried about you. They take things. And put a pillow in your stomach, a hard pillow, for just 2-3 months and try to sleep. When you have constipation and the toilet doesn't come out, your stool doesn't come out, think how your mom delivered you. How does your wife go through in delivery? It's not easy. Every month she starts bleeding and she becomes weak in her. Only a woman is a woman. Ajeeb. Allah's made her like that too. So these things we look at. These things. Look at your kids. Look at them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everywhere Allah give a lot of husni mu'ashirat. Allah give us the akhlaq of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in all places, all times. Subhanallah.